This is CKUW 95.9 FM, and we are Outspoken. Outspoken is a pre-recorded talk show which seeks to promote the interests of cycling to riders of all levels and backgrounds.
This episode has been recorded on November 22nd, 2025.
Comes down to the choices we make. Do we step? money, so I know I won't get very far. I won't get very far. But I work my finger to the bone if it means that you have that hole. Think you know the baby, can't you see? Can't you see? I'll put a ring on a finger and I'll give you a family.
Give you a family.
Baby, yeah, you're mine and I'll be here for you all of the time. And I love it even when you don't.
Love it when you do, but don't.
I give it all for you, baby. And my boy's thinking that is a joke.
You know they say it 8 days a week.
I know what we got is deep, and that is all that matters to me.
Hello, lovely cyclists. All bike shops, and especially community bike shops, were extremely busy this summer. What a great challenge to have. A new trend we have noticed at the Bike Lab, which seems to be dramatically increasing in popularity, are e-bikes. E-bikes make riding possible for more people, whether commuting, exploring new trails, or simply enjoying the ride. They reduce motor vehicle congestion, lower the environmental impact of commuting, and improve urban mobility. Maintaining an e-bike is crucial for ensuring its longevity, safety, and optimal performance. Unlike traditional bicycles, e-bikes have electrical components such as the battery, motor, and sensors. All of them require special attention. Regular maintenance helps prevent costly repairs and ensures a smooth ride. Keeping the battery properly charged and stored is essential, as extreme temperatures can degrade its lifespan. Additionally, checking the motor and electrical connections for dirt or moisture buildup can prevent malfunctions. Routine inspections of the brakes, tires, and drivetrain are just as important, as e-bikes tend to be heavier and require more stopping power. A well-maintained e-bike not only enhances the riding experience, but also improves safety on the road. Specific e-bike considerations include battery care and charging habits, which significantly impact performance. Avoid letting the battery fully drain and store it in a cool, dry place when not in use. Cleaning the drivetrain regularly is also essential as e-bikes generate more torque, leading to faster wear on chains and gears. Brake pads and rotors should be also checked frequently, as the added weight and speed of an e-bike put an extra strain on braking systems. Avoiding high-pressure washing helps protect sensitive electrical components from water damage. By following these maintenance practices, e-bike riders can ensure their bikes remain reliable, efficient, and safe for every ride. Beyond the sunset lies my destiny. I'm not done yet. I'm gonna strut around till the sun goes down.
And another on the side. The barkeep, he looked at me, he said, "Well, you look like you had a rough day." And I said, "Yes. Yeah, I'm sure I've had worse, but I can't remember when." See, my day started much as they do. I was on the road early, had a lot of miles to get through. I pulled into this old truck stop, a place I had been 100 times before. You know the kind of place, you see them on the highway full of truckers like myself. Families on their way to a vacation. Even sometimes a band in a broke down old van trying to get to the next gig. Now as I was pulling in this particular day, I spied a beautiful 1979 cherry red Corvette. What a beautiful machine. T-top. Well, I had to get out and get me a better look. As I was staring at the car, the owner came up beside me and said, "Oh, she's a beauty, ain't she?" I looked at him, but he was not looking at that car. he was looking at his raven-haired girl that was coming out of the store. He just laughed and smiled and said, yeah, the car ain't bad either. He told me that him and that raven-haired girl, well, they were gonna be married real soon. Man, they were young. Couldn't be much more out of their teens. But I wished them luck, and I meant it. They sped out of that parking lot in a streak of cherry red. I went on inside and had me some food and some conversation. Then I was on the road again. Now this was the worst part of my journey. Miles and miles of desolate back roads. Real lonely. But you know, it was the quickest way home. Well, I wasn't on the road long and I spied that raven-haired girl hitching a ride. So I pulled over and she climbed inside. I told her she was real lucky I was coming this way because there's a whole lot of nothing between here and there. She just smiled and nodded. I told her there's something wrong with that boy to leave her out on this road. She said she didn't blame me. Where he was going, she just couldn't follow. She loved him. She knew that he loved her. I said, even if that is so, it's just not right for him to leave her out here with no way home. Sat in silence for a while and just listened to the radio. She spoke up and said, "Trucker, you gotta pull over. This is my stop." I said, "But there's absolutely nothing around here." She goes, "You gotta pull over. I gotta get out right here." So I pulled the truck to the side and she jumped out and she was gone. Well, I had to get out to see where she went because I tell you, there's absolutely nothing around. That's when I spied something in the ditch. Something colored cherry red. I ran over to take a look at that old car and she was in rough shape. But that boy, he was behind the wheel and he was still alive. So I called for help and then I stayed with him until the paramedics arrived. As they were loading them into the ambulance, heard the highway patrol yell out, "We got a body over here." I went over for a look and it was a girl with a raven hair. Now they said she was thrown from the car when it rolled. Died instantly, I was told. So, Baki, that's how I end up in your bar here today. So he poured two more whiskeys, a match and set. We toasted that raven-haired girl and that cherry red Corvette.
wrap you in a happy white sheet from your head down to your feet. They put you in a big black box and cover you up with dirt and rocks. And all goes well for about a week, but then your coffin begins.
Started listening to Aging Disgracefully and the song Foggy Highway. Then came Jadon, and the title of the song is I'll Give You Anything You Need As Long As You Keep Your Loving For Me. Then came Little Miss Higgins with the song Sundown Strut Around. That was followed by Mark Dillon and Cherry Road. Then came Marshall Lawrence, and the song name was Ain't Nobody's Business. And this last song we are listening to right now is again Mark Dillon and the Hearse song.
This was Outspoken, and we are
Dave the Bike Guy
and Sandra. Thanks for listening.
Is the age we live in like a soap opera?
No, but it's so a pop era.
Take a break from generic pop with CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hello, Ron Robinson here for Pages, Radio for Readers. I'm here every Thursday evening with an invitation to join me from 5 to 5:30. We'll keep you current with upcoming book events and news, author interviews in season with autographed copies to give away. Other features include What's On at Winnipeg Public Libraries, Today in Literary History, and I'll read a passage from The Diary of a Bookseller. Music as well to suit the hour and our march around the supper table. So I hope you'll bookmark our time and place on the dial. That's Pages, Radio for Readers, every Thursday evening, 5 to 5:30 on CKW FM.
Support of CKUW is provided by the Western Cultural Center, your friendly local arts nonprofit, bringing you live music, community, and connection since 1987.
Roll around in the shadows like a cat in the light, I'm scared of everyone.
The Slate Family Foundation Legacy Program was created by the Unison Fund to support Canadian music industry veterans. For more information on this lifeline of hope, visit unisonfund.ca.